thanks, everybody. Welcome back to this year's Florida Chapters Convention of the Federalist Society. My name is Charbel Barakat, and it is my distinct honor to introduce our next speaker, the Attorney General of the State of Florida, Ashley Moody. Before I get into the intro, I did want to let you know that our next panel on corpus linguistics will begin immediately after the Attorney General's talk. So I've been asked to ask you all to remain in your seats until the next, so that the next panel can begin immediately thereafter. For those of you in the room, it'll be virtual, so you'll see it up on your monitor. So please stick around for that. Attorney General Ashley Moody, a fifth-generation Floridian, was born and raised right here in Plant City, Florida. She attended the University of Florida, where she earned her bachelor's and master's degrees in accounting and law. She later attended Stetson University College of Law, earning a master's in law, and began her legal career with the law firm of Holland & Knight, where she practiced commercial litigation. She subsequently joined the United States Attorney's Office, prosecuting drug, firearm, and fraud offenses. In 2006, at the age of 31, Attorney General Moody became the youngest judge in Florida when she was elected Circuit Court Judge of the 13th Judicial Circuit in Hillsborough County. As a judge, she founded the Attorney Ad Litem program, recruiting volunteer attorneys to stand in the place of parents who did not appear in court with their children. She also developed a mentoring program for at-risk children within the juvenile delinquency system. Attorney General Moody served as an adjunct professor at Stetson University College of Law and the Judicial Faculty for Florida's New Judges College, Advanced Judicial Studies, and the Circuit Judges Conference. She was a frequent lecturer on crime and justice, as well as best practices for Florida attorneys. Some of you who were here at the 2018 convention can remember a very memorable and spirited primary debate for the Attorney General opening, at which time I think anybody who saw General Moody on that stage, I think, realized her election was going to be a foregone conclusion. I'm told, actually, on that stage, she was dealing with a little bit of an illness, so some have compared it to the Michael Jordan flu game in the NBA Finals. But on January 8th, 2019, Attorney General Moody became Florida's 38th Attorney General. Since taking office as Attorney General, she's been recognized as a leader, having served as a commissioner on the Presidential Commission on Law Enforcement and Administration of Justice, as chair of Florida's statewide task force on opioid abuse, and continues to serve as chair of Florida's statewide council on human trafficking. Attorney General Moody and her husband, Justin, a federal law enforcement agent, have two sons, Brandon and Connor. I think you all, you know, in a time where there is sort of unprecedented lawlessness in the streets, and perhaps some would say unprecedented lawlessness in some levels of government, I think we can all be grateful that we have someone like Ashley Moody representing the state of Florida as its Attorney General. So please give her a hand and a great welcome.
Well, this is such a wonderful event, and I'm glad to be back with you. You know, this is one of the most well-organized and attended conferences of this nature, and I have to give credit where credit is due to the lawyers that organized this event. Well done. It's a compliment to them. And I see so many familiar faces, being a lawyer and judge for decades here in Florida. I know some of my former judicial colleagues are waving. It's so good to see you. I know some of us are not here because of the pandemic, and many are watching online. Hopefully next year we'll all be back together again. Certainly when I became the Attorney General, facing a global pandemic was not on the list of challenges I expected to undertake, but I have always believed that crisis, challenge, and life gives us an opportunity to refocus, gain perspective on what's important. And a crisis will always test our government structures. And it is in those moments that respecting the confines and the scope of individual branches becomes so important. And surely we have seen this all play out in the last year. It's in this time of stress on that system that that focus and perspective on core functions and scope of government authority are essential to a government under a rule of law. In fact, that is a tenet of this organization. The Federalist Society's focus on substantive legal program is crucial as we will continue to face challenges. And this society's teleforums, podcasts, online meetings remain a valuable place where lawyers, judges, academics can come together to discuss the important legal and public policy issues that we will face in our state and nation. Fostering open dialogue and better understanding about the role of government, the separation of powers, federalism, and the rule of law, and how they relate to the original understanding of the Constitution is one of the most important roles that this society plays. And as a former judge, I saw how the chapter luncheons really served as a valuable, informative venue for those in the legal profession. I encourage all of you to keep up your participation. Indeed, this country was built on intense intellectual debate on the issues and principles that we still face and rely on today. Debate and dialogue will remain crucial, and the forums provided by this group are a great way to ensure that we stay tethered to the bedrock of the originally intended scope and structure of governance as we address modern challenges. I know you just wrapped up a panel on the Supreme Court. I heard there was some flattery and compliments of the new working mom justice. And I think we were probably all impressed if you watched the confirmation hearings when she was repeatedly peppered and could respond with citing case law and opinions from years and years ago. And they asked if she had notes and she held up a blank piece of paper. And for those of you that are balancing your jobs with young children at home, at least for me, and it probably was the same for you, I went, there it is. That's the person that in that mind has also revolving lists of grocery schedules, pickup times. Notes are not always a luxury that we have. So impressive, such a monumental moment for those of us that have been working and balancing professional and personal lives. One of the members of your most recent panel was Jimmy Percival. He is with our Office of Solicitor General. For those of you that don't know, within the Office of Attorney General, we have an Office of Solicitor General. Amit Agarwal is our Solicitor General here in Florida. He was a clerk both to Kavanaugh and Alito. And Jimmy is our Deputy Solicitor General. He does an incredible job. Show of hands, has anyone conducted a full trial on Zoom? Been a part of it? Not that many. In the back, congratulations. I'm sure it was difficult. Having served over a decade as a judge, I can't imagine what my colleagues are going through. But that just goes to show you the kind of experience that the lawyers in the Office of Attorney General get. They work on some of Florida's most significant cases. In that case, Jimmy was in court defending a law that was really trying to ensure that our executive officials were following the law. He did a great job, and he'll probably be schooling a lot of people that are coming behind him doing Zoom trials. Our office has some of the brightest and most committed public servants in our state. And I'm always grateful and inspired that many of these lawyers chose to forego what probably would be much more profitable career and private life to serve their state and country and protect the interests of Florida and the rights of its citizens. And at the core, that's what our lawyers do every day. It's an amazing gift when your professional life provides you with such an important mission. At the Florida Attorney General's office, we're continuously recruiting and seeking out lawyers with talent and energy and passion to focus on the mission of our office. We have, as you can imagine, incredibly interesting, challenging work. The governor and the legislature are very supportive of our mission. And I'm very grateful to them, although I was speaking with a few judges right before these remarks today and said I'm going to have to start talking to Governor DeSantis because he keeps taking my lawyers and appointing them to the bench. Great for the state of Florida, difficult for someone that's leading a statewide agency. We are also seeing Florida's past investment in ensuring we have highly qualified principal judges in positions throughout Florida. With these panels, forums for legal debate, presentations on the fundamentals of our Constitution and government action, this organization has played a significant role in spurring high-quality legal professionals in the private sector to seek careers in public service. And as we litigate in Florida's court at the trial and appellate levels, we see the results. We see more consistent and thoughtful approach to statutory interpretation. When statutes need to be fixed, judges are applying the law as written and deferring changes in statutes to the legislature. Even when we are on the losing end, perhaps, in defense of an agency, we always respect the judges that respect the law. They are letting the policy-making branch of government make policy, not creatively manipulating the law to achieve an end result that they believe is just. And I want to encourage those that are not already in public service that may be with us today or are watching online to engage in these informational forums and critically apply these important principles to government action, or sometimes more importantly, government restraint. And don't just gather in these settings. Get in the game. I find myself being from the Tampa Bay area this week. Everything I talk about is an analogy to some sort of football term. We're very excited. I can't contain my excitement. My husband he's always loved Tom Brady. And I think now maybe he's turning 50 and now he's just rooting for the old guy, but he's always loved Tom Brady. So this is a big week for us. So pardon my analogy, but get in the game. Take what you're learning, take this understanding, take these principles that you're discussing and debating and learning why they are so important for a consistent, strong government under a rule of law. Take what you're learning and volunteer. Serve on a JNC. Apply for an advisory board. Seek out appointment for advisory board for legislative appointments. Get on a Florida Bar Rules Committee. I have seen remarkable participation and effect from judges and lawyers that served on these types of bodies and really added to the conversation. I'd like to suggest you also think about combining that mission and your professional life. Consider applying for a role in a public sector legal position. And to that end, I'd like to just recognize two people here today. They'll kill me for doing this. My brother gave up the private life last year and became a judge. Jamie, are you here, Jamie, in the back? I have to point him out. My parents might scold me if I didn't. And an incredibly talented lawyer, very bright, that gave up the big firm life to come and serve and help me lead the Office of Attorney General as Chief of Staff. Richard Martin, where are you? Stand up. Oh, over here. Sorry, Richard. I'm sure he regrets that decision, or at least reconsiders that decision every day. But I know he gave up a much bigger paycheck to come and serve the state of Florida and take the ideas and discussions and principles that he had been talking about for a very long time in his attendance with groups just like this and serve his state. So if I have inspired any of you to make that big jump, you can talk to Richard after today's remark. I love being with fellow lawyers, my former colleagues, judges from around the state of Florida. It is certainly an honor and a personal privilege to be with you again. And I appreciate you always letting me stop by to say hello and for the continued work and your participation and giving up your personal time to come here and talk about how we can continue to safeguard and ensure the strength and the sanctity of the rule of law. Thank you so much.